Morning. When we announced the Home-Based Iowa initiative almost a year ago, the state of Iowa had significant work on its hands to reach the goals that we set out to achieve. Since that time, we have passed the Home-Based Iowa Act, which I was proud to sign on Memorial Day at the Gold Star Museum at Camp Dodge. That was passed with broad bipartisan support. It provides significant incentives for veterans and transitioning military members to choose Iowa when they are completing their active duty service. Four home-based Iowa communities have already been designated, including Greene County, Howard County, Clark County, and Floyd County. These communities offer incentives above and beyond what's included in the Home-Based Iowa Act. What's even more impressive is about two-thirds of the rest of the state is somewhere in the process of working to become home-based Iowa communities. We have hundreds of home-based Iowa businesses also who have committed to hiring veterans and providing transitioning service members support. The Iowa Business Council Employers, which is the largest employers in Iowa, have committed to hiring at least 2,500, and additional Iowa businesses have committed to another at least 2,500 over the next 5 years. We know our efforts are working. There has been at least 495 veterans hired through Home-Based Iowa. In fact, I met one of them who is the new Veterans Affairs Director for Winnebago County, a young man that just came out of the service and is now the Veterans Affairs Director working in my home county, Winnebago County. As the fundraising and marketing efforts continue, we see that our strategy is right on and it's being very well received. Today we're here to announce another significant component of Home-Based Iowa, the Certified Higher Academic Military Partner, or CHAMP for short. To qualify as a CHAMP, each educational institution will meet a flexible set of criteria in three categories. It will provide a series of on-campus veterans resources, demonstrate an understanding of the transitions that service members need to go through with practical solutions to help them make the change from military life to academic life, and demonstrate an awareness of the financial challenges that transitioning active service members may be experiencing. We're excited to announce this new component of Home-Based Iowa, and we're grateful for the hard work of our Home-Based Iowa co-chairs, Bob Myers and former Congressman Leonard Boswell. And now I'd like to invite Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds to tell you more about this program.
Well, good morning, and thank you, Governor Branstad. And today I'd also like to recognize the incredible support that this effort has already received from Iowa's educational institutions. We have three outstanding academic institutions who have already met the criteria. These home-based Iowa CHAMPs include Upper Iowa University, represented by President Dr. Duffy, DMAC, represented by Don Enright, and Josh D'Amico, Assistant Director of Admissions and Veterans for Mount Mercy University. We are honored to have the following institutions supporting this effort with us this morning. Kirkwood Community College, Graceland University, Loras College, Dort College, and Hawkeye Community College. We also have additional private Iowa colleges who have committed to meet this criteria, and they are still in the application process. They include Grandview, Graceland University, Briarcliff University, Allen College, St. Luke's College, Simpson College, Cornell, St. Ambrose, Clark, Northwestern College, Mercy College of Health Services, Iowa Wesleyan College, Wartburg, and William Penn University. The active involvement of these individuals and their institutions is vitally important part of the overall home-based Iowa effort. We know as soldiers transition from active duty, they essentially have two main choices, either enter the civilian workforce or advance their training through educational opportunities. In Iowa, we welcome those active duty service members to do both in our great state. That's why we're marketing Iowa as a preferred location to do both of those things. We understand that veterans can help us build our workforce in the short term as well as in the 5 to 7 year pipeline. Iowa has historically been known for our strong educational foundation, but there are rich military traditions and nationally recognized military excellence in our state also. Iowa State University has consistently had a top-ranked ROTC program. Upper Iowa University has been invited by several Army posts to be one of a small number of universities of choice, and it's through this home-based Iowa Certified Higher Education Military Partnership certification that we'll be able to promote Iowa education leadership and the substance of our military friendliness. The governor and I are proud of how home-based Iowa is being marketed both in our state and nationally. On the national front, several military bases have been briefed about the home-based Iowa program, and home-based Iowa is represented at career fairs around the country, and it's also active on social media, and will start an advertising campaign this January. All of these efforts will only increase next year. This is a significant opportunity for Iowa to increase awareness among some of the top talent and most dedicated workforce in the United States. We definitely are seeing results, and we plan to keep working just as hard in the future. We believe the home-based Iowa CHAMP program is a piece that will help us do just that. And at this time, I'd like to invite General Steve Altman to the podium with the Iowa National Guard to say a few words.
Well, good morning. First of all, I'd like to thank the Governor and Lieutenant Governor for their vision and leadership in the development of Home Base Iowa. This program is an incredible program, and the education pillar is yet another piece of that foundation, allowing us to bring active duty soldiers and military members as they transition to Iowa, where they will enhance our workplace and our communities. I'd like to thank General Timmonson and her group of dedicated professionals who work in education, community, and military for their work on developing this program. And I'd like to thank all the institutes of higher education for their efforts in making it really seamless for service members to bring their military transcripts to the state and get the maximum credit for it, allowing them to expedite their transition from schooling and getting their degrees to entering the workplace so much faster. I believe that the education pillar will be a great boon for all of our service members, and it will make Iowa the state of choice as they transition. Thank you.
Okay. We'd open it for questions, and of course we have Kathy Anderson here to also help us, and she's the one that's really working full time on this project. I want to thank we have the president of Graceland here. We have MJ Dolan from the representing community colleges here. So we've had great cooperation from all levels of higher education in Iowa, from our Regents institutions, from our outstanding group of private colleges, and also from our outstanding community colleges as well.
Yeah. Just to clarify, are all three state universities participating?
Yes.
University of Iowa?
Well, the University of Iowa actually has been recognized for the service programs that they provide. And when we were at University of Northern Iowa, they had a booth there for veterans, and there. So all three of the universities are actively involved in this now. They have not certified in this program yet.
They're in the application process.
Right. They're not certified in this program yet, but I can tell you they are all actively involved in recruiting and supporting veterans.
So you expect all three?
Yeah, we do. Well, you know, we hope that every single college and university in Iowa will participate. And the interest is strong, and I believe that we will see active support and involvement from all of the state universities, as well as the private colleges and the community colleges in our state.
Have any schools gotten this designation yet, or was it not?
Yeah, the Lieutenant Governor mentioned the ones that had already received
it. Kathy, do you want to come up?
Kathy?
Absolutely, and thank you. And we have representatives from each of those three as well, if you want to just step forward and maybe raise your hand. But we have President Bill Duffy with Upper Iowa University. And we have President John Sellers with Graceland. And then we have Josh D'Amico with Mercy as well.
Yes. And DMAC.
Mm-hmm. and DMAC.
Oh, excuse me, DMAC. The three, I'm sorry, DMAC, Upper Iowa, and Mount Mercy.
Where's Drake University?
They're not here today, but they have expressed interest.
So if I'm a veteran, come in, what's the process like? What happens? You look at my service record, what I've done, and then see how that translates to maybe a degree or what can you explain?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. And that is, as a soldier transitions from active duty and they're considering their options, definitely education is one of those things that they weigh pretty heavily. So what they'll do, that process will be slightly different at each university, but what we've really found through this CHAMP program is that by the education institutions offering these additional benefits for transitioning service members, what that allows is for those service members who self-identify, then colleges, even early registration, all types of things, academic, taking a look at their record to make sure their academic credit transfers, all of those things can be really important and really critical for that transition for the military member.
Right. They people coming out of the military also receive veterans benefit or GI benefits. What's the right term that's used today? GI benefits. I received that when I went to Drake Law School after I came out of the Army. So that's been a wonderful program that's helped a lot of people. Henry Tippie, who the University of Iowa Business School is named after, is a World War II veteran, and went to the University of Iowa with the benefit of the GI Bill, and he's given back in a very big way, and they've named the business school after him. He's a dear friend of ours, and he's also a great friend of the veterans, and has supported the, he lives in Texas, but he grew up in Belle Plaine, Iowa, and he's never forgotten that fact, and he's been a great supporter of the state. So. He's just one example of one of the outstanding veterans who received the GI Bill and then has given back in a very big way. Belle Plaine has an addition to their historical museum in honor of him. Well, I mentioned one of them is the Director of Veterans Affairs in Winnebago County. I met him for the first time last night. Very impressive young man, but the Lieutenant Governor met one over in Scranton.
I was doing a ribbon cutting at Scranton Manufacturing in Scranton, and they are a home-based Iowa community, and they had just hired a veteran. In fact, he had moved into the state through the program. So some of them are existing Iowa veterans, some of them are moving into the states, but they have gone through the process and through the different businesses that are home-based Iowa businesses, and they're making the match, and I think we're off to a good start.
It could be through a variety of ways, actually, and in fact, there may be many more that we're not able to track, which is, I suspect, the case. So there could be a variety of ways. The Iowa Business Council companies are, because they've made such a generous pledge of 2,500 jobs, they are tracking their hires, and so part of that number comes from the Iowa Business Council companies. The other part of that number comes from visits to the Home Base Iowa website, and those that have self-identified, they've either submitted their resume through the website or placed a phone call, and so we've been able to track those who self-identify that way.
So if I just happen to be a veteran and I sign up, am I counted as home base? I guess the question is aren't quite a few of these guys who just happen to be veterans who would normally be hired anyways who just happen to be coming home because they got discharged?
Well, that's a good question.
Counting those, right?
Absolutely, because we certainly want all of our veterans within the state. Well, respectfully, through the Home-Based Iowa Act, we are having veterans transitioning military members who could have considered going anywhere. And they're seeing what we have to offer in Iowa now through so many of the facets of the Home Base Iowa Act. But now with the businesses making a committed effort to hire veterans, with 5,000 pledges to hire veterans. So I would argue that, you know, we may be capturing Iowans back as well, but I think that's an absolutely fantastic thing, and that's certainly something we certainly want.
I can tell you that we've received several letters here in the governor's office from people that said, I wasn't going to be coming back to Iowa, but now I'm going to.
Right.
And others that have chosen to come to Iowa because the fact that we've eliminated the tax on military retirement, because of the other benefits they see with the home-based Iowa program. And this has gotten significant attention. And, you know, we're just ramping it up. We haven't done any of the marketing yet, but we have held, and we've had great response from the veterans community and from the military bases that we visited, and there's going to be a lot more of that. But remember, this law only took effect July 1. So I think we're off to a great start. And we're just adding to it. And I think the fact that the community colleges and the private colleges and the state universities are actively getting involved and wanting to demonstrate their commitment is just one more example of how Home Base Iowa is really succeeding.
You know, we have four communities that have been designated as home-based Iowa communities, but we have 60 more in the pipeline. So communities all across the state of Iowa see this as an opportunity to meet the skills gap that they're experiencing with their business and industry in their communities. So what we hear as we travel to all 99 counties from business after business is that there are existing openings right now, but they can't find the employees to fill those positions. So what an amazing opportunity we have to invite transitioning veterans, whether they're from Iowa or not, back to our state and match them up with a job and streamline that whole process. They're dealing with a lot as they transition out of the military, and this is a great opportunity for us to help streamline and talk about what we have to offer here in Iowa, not only a great quality of life, but an outstanding job.
Do you know how many of the 495 are people who are returning to Iowa versus people who are coming to Iowa who don't
have ties to the state? I don't have the exact breakdown because employers don't always track that exactly, you know, where they're coming from. I can tell you, though, however, that it's frequently, you know, it could be, you know, an in-law, like, you know, they marry an Iowan, and that's what, you know, another reason that they would be considering Iowa as well. You know, that's really interesting because we're finding it across the board. It could be a retiring lieutenant colonels and colonels, or it could be, you know, more at the infantry ranks where they're, you know, they've served 4 years or 6 years, and now they're looking for another opportunity. So it really could cross the whole gamut. It's not necessarily, the colleges offer these as part of the CHAMP, as being one of our CHAMPs. They offer these significant additional benefits to veterans. But transitioning service members and veterans do need to self-identify once they're on campus. And so they generally would do that through a vet rep on campus. And then that vet rep helps them walk through it all and understand what their additional benefits are through the CHAMP program, and then also their additional service benefits.
And frankly, this is a significant improvement from what it used to be. I remember when I came back from the service, there was that Vietnam era, and people coming out of the service weren't treated very well in those days. It's a much different deal today. First of all, the American people are very supportive and appreciative of the people that are making the sacrifice to serve our country. Secondly, we find that Iowans particularly really want to show their support, and consequently the universities have stepped up in a very significant way. When we go on the campuses, we see and you can see this just as you travel around and visit with people, and you see people in uniform and people thank them for their service, and people that are coming out of the military, obviously we want to attract them to Iowa whether they grew up here or not. So I think it's a new day, and I think we can be very proud of the response and the support that the state of Iowa is providing for the military. We want to be the most military-friendly state in the whole country, even though we don't have big military bases here.